The reason why we continue singing the same hymn is that I don't have to bother to look for a new hymn. Take a lot of time to look for a new hymn. And then you can try to memorize the verse. Remember the verse into your heart. You can sing anytime and any place. Do you guys have a good time in Bible study? You do? Those who do have good time say, I. You make a lot of progress, huh? Because I noticed that a lot of people enjoying Bible reading or Bible study recently. I really thank God for you. Before I share this topic, I really want to share about my personal feeling concerning, should I wait? That question, if I should continue waiting. Again, this is my personal feeling. Brother Ye have already expressed his personal feeling. His personal feeling is that you should continue praying and trusting the Lord, right? You get a point, right? Trusting the Lord in your prayer. That's a very good point. But for me, I think that if you are a social youth, just go ahead. Okay? If you are a social youth, right? You like someone over here. You pray about it. Do not forget about the spirit, brother here say, huh? You pray about it, and you can go for it. How do you go for it? Pray, pray, right? You know, you can talk to me or talk to anyone you trust. Talk to Sister Chow and start to email. Oh. This is my personal, but not trying to go against Father Yes. Sister Chow agree, right? Huh? Oh, Sister Matchmaker. Oh, okay. Yeah. You can talk to anyone. I really believe that if you have someone in between you, it's better. Just, for example, one day when you pray, right, the Holy Spirit will not move you anymore, you know. You want to cut it. Sometimes you have third party to tell that for you. It's much better than you cut it yourself, right? Sometimes it may not work out. Sometimes it will work out. We never know. Everything is in the hands of God. But if you are working youth, how many of you are working youth? Raise your hand. Working youth. Social youth. Graduate from college already. Okay. If you're still in college, don't think about it. You know why? My personal reason is that very simple, personal again, because you are still changing. You change your majors, right? Still, right? You change your majors, you change your hairstyles, you know? Everything keeps changing. You change the one you like. So this year you pray for that person, next year you change another person to pray for. You are not ready to go for it yet. That's why I'm thinking you always to keep to yourself. Keep praying, waiting until like you are ready mentally, financially, and everything. Then you can go for it. When I say go for it, then you can pray. And then not only praying, you can try to talk to other people about it. And maybe you want to start by yourself in the Lord. That is my personal suggestion. Before we pray, let's turn to a verse. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Have you not known, Isaiah 40, 28, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This is a very encouraging word. We are, with our young age right now, we are very energetic. But after 1 week of praying, or 1 or 10 days of praying, sometimes physically we might feel fatigued too. And sometimes spiritually, we think that we still have rooms to improve. And I always check with you guys, and I ask two brothers, how do you feel? So I thank God, after morning prayer, I am able to be awakened. What does it mean? Means that, you know, nighttime do not sleep well, right? And when you first praying, is like almost fall asleep, right? But continue praying, the Holy Spirit wake him up. And a lot of people still believe that we are not there yet. There are still rooms for us to be there. You know, I think there are several reasons that our strength is not enough. We cannot be mounting up like eagles yet. There are several reasons. First reason, I think we are not clean enough. Like the eagle's wings, right? Still have a lot of moths on it. Still have a lot of moths on it. When we have private conversation, a lot of you keep asking me the question of fornication. I know it has not happened to you. It says it happened to your friends, right? Your friends, they fornicated. Your friends, some of them make adultery already. And you wonder what is the answer from the Bible, what you can do or what you cannot do. Now, from your question, I kind of thinking that this generation may be a little bit worse than my generation. This NYTS may be a little bit, I shouldn't have compared, but maybe a little bit younger than previous NYTS. A lot of you are 80 years old. 50% of you are first newcomers. Most of you who learn to pray are the old-timers, if you notice that. Old-timers means that old NYTSers, old NYTS students. Those guys already learned the joys in prayer. But a lot of newcomers, you are not there yet. And why you're not there? Because your college life, maybe. Your previous life, maybe. Or your peers, maybe, accumulate a lot of mud on your wings. So now you want to mount up. It takes time to mount up. Huh? What does it mean by mounting up? You want to go against the gravity. Go against the pulling down of the earth. You need strength to go to the skies, to have better view, to enjoy the peace and guarded life over there. But a lot of us are not there yet. It's not so easy. It takes time for us to clean up our feather. You know how the birds clean their feather? Sometimes they flip their wings into the water. Sometimes they use their beaks. Right? Beaks, right? Beaks to pick up the dirties one by one. How did David make himself clean? Let's turn to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. This is my favorite chapter concerning personal reflection, personal repentance. Verse 3. For the Lord will come. Verse 3. Can someone read for me? Vuti.
Verse 3. Why? For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Amen. When we say we have to clean ourselves, again, David says that I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Think about when you start to go to elementary school. Till now. Think about when you start aware of your life till this day, how many iniquities you have committed already. And are they constantly, the Bible here says, always before me, always before you. If I think about this, too many. I still remember when I was a little kid, I tried to race with my friends, right? My friends is chubbier and stronger, and he's going to win, right? I run first, right? No, because I say, buddy, let's count to 1, 2, 3, and let's run, right? And I will count 1, 2, 3. Before I say 3, I already run already, right? And he tried to catch me up. He's so strong. And he's going to pass by me, right? I don't like it. So I guess at that time I was fourth grader, right? So I put my hand this way, put my feet this way. So he fall and he break his legs. And I say, it is your fault. Something like that. See, when you recall, a lot of things keep happening to you. Man, I should haven't done that. My friend died already, actually. Several years ago, he was an electrician, and he was electrified when he was fixing something in the basement. And there's water in the basement. For some reason, electricity come to the water, electrify. He's the same age as I am, and he died. When I think about this, I feel, oh man, I'm so guilty. And you know, when we grow up, we make a lot of mistakes. Have you ever cheated in your examination? I guess I don't have, but I always think about cheating, you know? Hey, if I can cheat, that would be wonderful, right? I can know the answer, right? See, there are a lot of problems, especially when we reach teenagers. How many evil thoughts have not only flying over to our head? It's impossible to stop evil thoughts fly over our head, you know that? As a teenager, it's impossible. Always fly over. But the serious part is that we do not only allow them fly over to our head, without them, you know, like a bird, rest among our heads, make a nest over here, you know? And that is evil thing. Keep thinking about how many girls, how many boys have defiled your heart, or has been defiled your hands, or have been defiled your body. Those kind of evil things, David says that, is always in front of my eyes. If you think about this, sometimes you feel like, oh man, how can I kneel down in the chapel? If the law is the law in the Old Testament, I probably have, as long as I come here, I probably have struck down on the earth already. How dare me saying hallelujah? How dare me pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ? If you think about all the iniquities we have accumulated till these days, sometimes we feel like there's nothing we can pray for in our prayer. But just think about this verse. If you think about this, if I have thought on my life, maybe all the evils, all the iniquities have piled up, maybe higher than my head. Then how can I lift up my head to praise the Lord? I think this is first steps. To repent, acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins is always before me. Let's read verse 4. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. Wow, this is give us another perspective. Even though I might sin against maybe many friends, or many opposite sexes, not only one sex, right? Not sexes. Sin against opposite sex. But the Bible here says that David have sinned against what? Bathsheba, right? And who else? Her husband. What is his name? Huh? Uriah. Maybe you have seen many people, but this is great things, right? But in front of God, David says, only you, O Lord, I sin against you. A lot of time we always think about human being relationship. Yeah, I fall short of grace of this person. If I have not done that to that lady or that boy, I would be more clear conscious. But what does David say? Only you, O Lord. A lot of time we try to solve our human beings' problem. Hey, if I can make up to her, you know, maybe that would be good because I don't feel as guilty. But the Lord says, only you I sin against. A lot of time when you take care of it, the more you take care of it, the worse it's going to be. You know that. Especially come to affectionate love. The more you want to take care about it, it's like a 剪不断理还乱. You know what I'm going to say? The more you take care of it, the more it's entangled by itself. So the best way is that, leave it alone. Just come to the presence of God. Because it's really between you and God. Human being relationship is temporarily. It will pass away. It will fade away anyway. Just think about you and God. God, what can I do? I sin against you. It's only you I sin against. This is perspective that King David shows. And how do we repent? Let's read 17. 51:17. The sacrifices of God are broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Broken and contrite heart. What does it mean? When you think about your iniquities, do you really have that kind of sorrowful heart? Or you're really numb? Ah, that bygone be bygone. Yeah, it's like 10 years ago. I forget about it already. Why should I think about this? You numb already, like indifferent. No emotion. Shameless. Don't care. If we have this kind of attitude, how can God, if God want to forgive us, how can God forgive us? You don't even care about what you have done. If you do not care of your past, are you going to care about your future? You might do the same thing about your future. If you never ever have that kind of contrite heart before, never once in your lifetime, I don't know how can you be so close to the Lord. I'm not sure you can be so close to the Lord. If you can do it once, maybe once in your lifetime, maybe that kind of problem will be raised by the Lord. Have you that kind of experiences? Broken and contrite heart. Maybe it was yesterday or the day before. After morning prayer, a brother cannot stay in the chapel. He got to go to the prayer room. I think he has cried. He has cried in his prayer for a good 3 hours, if I count it right. For a good 3 hours. Lunch hour or dinner hour, I don't recall. He or she came to me, share about his contrite, share about his or her grief. What the things they have done 5 years ago, and how his friend have looked up to him because he's a Christian, and his friend have only one Christian in his life. One day his friend told him, "I don't believe you are Christian." From that moment on, the friend never want to talk to him anymore. And today, when he come to the chapel, these things all come to his mind. He say, "How can I do this to God? My deeds was like a Gentile." He cried for a good 3 hours. And later on, after the conversation with brothers and sisters, he figured out, since I have contrite heart, I should look forward. I should determine to live a life for the Lord. And now when he or she share with me, I can see the cheerfulness in his eyes. I can see that he can pray in depth because he's gone through that process already. Broken and contrite heart. Do we have this kind of experiences? You know what? No matter you like it or not, our life has been like a fume over there. It's already saved in God's eyes. One sin after another, one section after another, all the mistakes. Maybe you already forgot about it, but it's still there. If you never bother to repent, you will be there. If you ever be bothered to think about this in your eyes, may the Lord erase it, probably the Lord will wipe it out, become blank, start all over again. Let's do that. But brothers and sisters, you may think, well, since I was a kid, I'm a good boy, I never sin. But you know, as a group over here, the Bible says that when you hear, like a lot of people were sharing about the issue of fornication, how do you feel? How do you feel? Let's turn to Ezra chapter 9. Ezra chapter 9. Ezra. E-Z-R-A. Ezra. Ezra chapter 9. It's after Second Chronicle, before Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 3. Chapter 9, verse 3. So when I heard the things, I tore my garment and my robe, and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard, and sat down astonished. For then everyone who trembled at the words of God of Israel assembled to me because of the transgression of those who had been carried away captive, and I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I rose from my fasting, and having torn my garment and my robe, and fell on my knee, and spread out my hands to the Lord my God, and I say, "Oh my God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens." Ezra heard that Israelites have mixed marriages. They married Gentiles. What is the reaction? He tear apart his clothing, sat there astonished, fasting for the people at that time. Brother and sister, today when you hear people are commit adultery already, your friends commit fornication already, what did you do? It's their businesses. I don't care, it's not me. But what does Ezra do? Sit there, astonished. Astonished until the evening sacrifice, until the evening praying section, until now. Sometimes, you know, the power of prayer is not determined by now. When you kneel down in prayer, the power of prayer is how you prepare the time of praying. Evening sacrifice is coming, but Ezra has been sitting there astonished, repentant for his race already. Now, if you come here, if you think that a lot of people have iniquities, but you keep, you know, eating and drinking and marry and have good life and good fellowship, and never thought about, you know, I should pray for my friends, never thought about I should repent for myself or my friends, tell you what, this prayer will have no effect. Preparation before praying is so important that you are able to have a good prayer. If you do not prepare your heart, then you come here to pray, you are wasting your time for another 30 minutes or 40 minutes. You know what I'm trying to say? If the words of God never enter you into your heart, if you never thought of, now you shall repent. If you never thought of that, you shall repent for your brothers and sisters. It's our iniquities. It's not on his or her iniquities. Then the prayer is, again, it's a weak prayer. Sat there astonished until evening sacrifice came. That was David's individual repentant praying and Ezra's assembly repentance praying. We need to do it again. I believe that we do not do it enough. Therefore, our prayer is not as strong as before. Secondly, I think we do not have strong power. Why? Let's turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 16. James 5:16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. We just talk about confess your trespasses, and here it says that then you got to pray for one another. This afternoon, I already lunch out, I'll share with you. I think our spirit of intercession is not as good as before. Before, we have like 10 people pray for one. Now we have one people pray for three. The power is limited. I really sincere hope that you can come to each other saying that, please pray for me, I'm weak. Or I can come to you and say, or you know, you can come to other people and say, you know, this is how I've received Holy Spirit. Can I share this with you? Can we pray together? Only if you can reach that kind of love, then you can see the power again pour down in this NYDS 2002. go 1 year ahead. I don't want to mention this to show that we are better, but to encourage you, okay? In the very, very beginning of NYTS, almost everybody received Holy Spirit. And 201, 2000, maybe one or two. They pray very hard. They are the best person to me, best kids. They did not receive Holy Spirit at that time. God need to train them more. Huh? Every year, we have so many people receive Holy Spirit. Not because any workers, power or anything like that. No, no, no. It's all because you have great love. All from you. All from you. I don't know about 2002. What's going to be? It's a testing to our love, to our love. We are talking about love to our brothers and sisters. Do you, when I watch a TV show before, there was three Muscadets, right? Three Muscadets, right? And I remember this slogan, one for all for, one for all, one for one, 120 for one for 120 over here. What does it mean? You pray for 120 people over here, and 120 people pray for you over here. 120 Muscadets, not three Muscadets only, right? We fight together, right? We knock at the door of God together. We are gonna make it. Think about this. God is God of love. If one person can receive 199 love from brothers and sisters, don't you think that God will be moved? Of course, maybe only five God will be moved. Only 10 righteous person, God will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. 119 persons love. Don't you think that God is going to bless us abundantly? So it's really between you and me. Do you really pray for everyone over here? So when you pray, please start from your groups. Pray for everyone in your group. And then expand it, your church member. Then expand it, the one you already greet. And then expand it, the one that need to pray for Holy Spirit. Keep expanding it. You can see the power will come over and over. People, everybody like can many of like eagles, not only one eagle, huh? Eagles. Together, many eagles together. You can see that the wind can one eagle fly. He can use a lot of strength. Many eagle flies together. It can generate maybe something like real wind, strong wind power. All of us can mount together in the skies, enjoy the celestial, divine, wonderful skies over there. Wonderful love of God over there. So please think about this. One for all and all for one. We are going to receive much, much blessings. Let's turn to another one. James chapter 5, verse 17. Elijah was like a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven get rain, and the earth produce its fruit. Another power that can make us mounting up like eagles is that we got to pray earnestly. Earnestly. This is the secret of Elijah's prayer. Earnestly. What does it mean? What does it mean? Earnestly. In the morning prayer, do you pray earnestly? In the past, in the yesterday, the day before yesterday, in all those prayers, do we pray earnestly? I think earnestly, I define earnestly, it's like the way you pray like Jesus Christ. Oh. Jesus Christ, pray with sweats, tears, that kind of attitude. Elijah, kneel down over there, how many times? Huh? Before the rain come over. Seven times. Another minister, when he explained these verses, right, he said only one time. He kneeled down over there, but seven come here for seven times, right? Seven came to, right, and checked for information, right? For seven times. But he was there kneeling down from the beginning to the end. The seven need to check seven times. That's his interpretation for your references. I mean, that it's like The Bible says that his head is under what? In between his knees, huh? Portray himself in front of God. Very, very honestly. You know, so let us try to learn from the saints, Elijah, and learn from Jesus Christ. See how earnestly we can, you know, we can put forward for the Lord. You know what? When the eagles, right, try to come out, like for example, if an eagle fly down to catch the fish, right? And he was able to catch the fish, right? And then at that time he had to mount up, right? When do you think he need to use the most strength? Going down or mounting up? Mounting up, right? Especially when you catch fish, need more strength. That needs effort, you know? You took airplane to come here, right? What do you think? When the airplane try to, when does the airplane need the most energy? Going up in the sky or landing? Going up, right? He had to accumulate momentum first by running on the driveway, right? Then you can see a great noise, right? And then, phew, very fast, right? And then, I don't know what kind of sound is that anymore. Then they go up, right? A lot of energy just need to put into it. And when you fly in the sky, right? Don't need too much energy anymore, right? Don't need too much energy. It's like the same. At the beginning, you got to really have to put energy into it. Your greatest effort. That moment. When you are spirituality, when your prayer level have reached into the depth, like a brother just shared with me. 30 minutes is nothing because I'm already there. But if you did not mount it up yet, you keep flipping on the ground. How come that minister never ring the bell? Still there. Like your wind is broken. Cannot mount up. But if we mount it together, we do it together, like all eagles. Let's try harder. Mount it together. Maybe we can help one another. Believe it or not, as long as you are in the sky, you are okay, brother and sister. You will feel joyful. You will see how wonderful the Lord is. You will taste the wonderfulness. You will see that your life has a new significance, a new meaning. It's going to be a totally new you. But I know that right now, when you are still in the ground, it's going to be hard. But let's do it earnestly. Do it together. May the Lord help us so we can all fly into the sky like eagles mounting up. Let's go to the front and pray together.